Outrage over corruption election by our football staff, FIFA Glover. There was widespread international condemnation of the FIFA presidential election last night when it emerged that Sepp Blatter had triumphed over nobody to win football's top job by a margin of 186 to 17. Said one critic, a Mr. Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, "This makes a mockery of the democratic process. It is totally unbelievable." Another observer, a Mr. Kim Jong-il of North Korea, commented,
"Sepp Blatter is giving fraudulent, unopposed dictatorship a bad name. He should be ashamed of himself."
However, some electoral experts were less keen to criticise the FIFA results. Said Nick Clegg,
"Under AV, Mr. Blatter would have still won, but it would have been fairer."
Mr. Blatter celebrated his victory by announcing that the winners of the 2022 World Cup would be Qatar, who
will defeat France in the semis and then win 3-2 in a close final with Argentina.
Meanwhile, FIFA sponsors Nike have expressed concern that the ongoing corruption allegations surrounding FIFA could affect their reputation.
"We've worked very hard over the years to establish ourselves as the benchmark for an unpleasant, ruthless corporation driven only by profit. And the thought that almost overnight FIFA can just waltz in and establish itself as being far more despicable makes us sick as parrots."
And late news just in. Mars to host a 2026 World Cup.
"Conditions perfect for football," says Blatter.